FatJackSports.com is his website. He joins us every Friday afternoon. Jack, how's everything going?
It's going absolutely wonderful, actually. You know, last week I came on and had to talk about our first losing week of the entire year, which no handicapper ever does that. You can check all the stations, including probably yours. Any other handicappers on are never going to talk about losing. I had to do that last week. And I do that because we post every single selection and opinion that every client gets. So hopefully if they believe me when I talked about last week how we lost two more games than we won, the same thing will happen this week. We were 9-4. We have not lost since we talked last. We were 9-4. I had a losing day, actually, I should say. We were 9-4 with our football selections. We won again Monday with San Francisco. We won again last night with New England and the under in the Texas State game. So we are on a 11-4 run in football and really, really hot as we head into one of the typically the most profitable weekends of the entire year. And I don't say that much, but this particular weekend, the OU-Texas weekend, kind of I call it rivalry week, we typically do very, very well. So go to FatJackSports.com. Every play is listed and documented right there, and you'll see that we are absolutely on fire right now.
Well, Jack, as you're aware, Tennessee's been doing some losing on the field. The Vols are 1-4. That only win against Chattanooga this year. This weekend, Tennessee is a 6.5-point underdog against Mississippi State coming in off the bye week. What do you make of that? What do you make of Tennessee's situation heading into this weekend?
Well, I mean, at some point you bounce off rock bottom, and they basically just have to put four quarters together, and this would be the type of game that they could do it. I mean, besides the fact that the over has been hitting in the Mississippi State games, which people say, well, who cares? Well, that's important because that means they give up points because they're not getting there by themselves. And so if Tennessee can play some defense and get some stops, especially at home, then they're going to be in good shape. So I would definitely lean toward – I think the Vols here actually play better. I think they cover the number here. And I actually like them in this spot. Not because they necessarily have made that quantum leap. I don't know that I'd be booking bowl reservations just yet. But they match up well against Mississippi State. They're 6-1 straight up their last seven games. This is the one team that they seem to, even when during this down period, they seem to get it done against. And over has gone over with both of these teams recently. Last five at home with Tennessee. Last five on Mississippi State, five of the last six have gone over. So lots of points. You get lots of points. You're going to get some of those out of that vulnerable Mississippi State defense. So get some stops. You end up winning and covering. So I actually like the Vols there.
Yeah, I think I've just made it a hard, fast rule. If the line gets over 20 with the Vols as an underdog, I'm not even paying attention anymore. I don't want any part of it. I like almost don't even want to talk about it. A line that I thought was really – do what, Jack?
No, let's go ahead. I was going to say that a lot of times with teams like Tennessee, when they start getting blown out, it gets really bad. But this is not that type of game. This won't have that personality. This should be a competitive game. You've got, you know, it's only a touchdown favorite. So they're Mississippi State's vulnerable on the road in this spot.
All right, let me ask you about this one, and this might be a game that you're not releasing, but you got 2 1-4 teams. I know that usually doesn't sound attractive to anybody, but Vanderbilt is a 15-point favorite over UNLV, and I just have a feeling like there's no way Vanderbilt can cover that number. Am I way off base, or is that something to stay way far away from?
Well, Vandy's not horrible, and UNLV's been really bad. And so anytime that a bad team has to go on the road, that's typically a spot you might look for them to get blown out. Now, UNLV's kind of been the exception to that rule. They're 10-4-1 against the number on the road, so they're covering more times than not. They're not winning a bunch of games, but they are showing up game each and every Saturday, which you got to be those are the most dangerous teams, teams you know are bad, but they are teams that when they go on the road, they seem to play – they relax a little bit. So this is also a series that should go under. I mean, both of these teams, the trends lead to go under in the game. I'd say this, anytime that you're laying two touchdowns with a bad team against another bad team, you are going to look toward the favorite in that spot simply because Vegas knows a lot about UNLV football, and they know that this is not a team that is competitive against anybody in the SEC or on this side of the country. So I actually would lean toward Vandy minus the points, but they're, as you said, they're much better spots around the card on Saturday and on Sunday to make some money.
Our Friday segment here with Fat Jack, FatJackSports.com, his website. So better spots, where would you point? Which direction would you point, Jack, looking ahead to this weekend in college football?
Well, I mean, we look a bunch. There's actually, it's a very deep card. But we'd start with Oklahoma, Texas. And let's look there. That's the marquee game of the week. You know, Texas has done really well against the number as an underdog. Herman's 13-3 against the spread as an underdog. And Texas is 6-1 the last seven against the number in the series and 6-0 in Dallas. The only time they didn't cover was when they played him in the Big 12 championship game. So those two things set up well for Texas. Everything else sets up for Oklahoma to blow out Texas on Saturday. Texas secondary is beat up. They have two all Big 12 players that are out. Oklahoma will score against anybody. And so if you can't stop them, they're going to put up 50 on you. And I suspect they're going to do that again on Saturday. West Virginia had 31 points last week against the Longhorns, and they threw four interceptions. This is a team that turned the ball over a ton and still got to 31. Now, Oklahoma's defense, I'm not willing to say they're a lot better yet. We'll find out this week. But if you get into a shootout, I promise you, Herman does not want to get in a shootout. Texas' offense doesn't want to get in a shootout. They're going to need to get some stops, and I just don't see those coming from anywhere. So look for the game probably to go over the total, but more importantly, I think OU covers the 11 really easily on Saturday.
What about looking forward to the NFL? There's a lot of great matchups this weekend, and we know you're going to be busy on Sunday.
Yeah, we've been killing the NFL. I mean, like I said, we had New England last night. We had San Francisco on Monday. Both were I thought, easy. New England, it took a while to get there because they, you know, turned the ball over a bunch of times. But we've been really, really good in the NFL. One to look at, you know, the game that a lot of people will look at and not know what to do with is that game between Carolina and Tampa Bay that'll be going early, obviously. Tampa's been rolling except for when they turn the ball over, and Carolina's 7-3 against the number against Tampa Bay. I think that Tampa Bay's certainly better than most people think, but I'm actually believing a lot of what Carolina's doing right now. And I had Carolina again last week, so I think I like Carolina there. Actually, like over the 48 as well. So the Sharps are actually playing Tampa in that spot. I think they're wrong in that one. So I'm sharper than most, if not all, Sharps. So I play them. Another game nobody – and I'm going to have a deep card, so we're looking down the list of ways. Atlanta, who's been just absolutely horrible to bet on, they get over the total, but it's only when they're out. They're actually getting a matchup they can win. They're going to Arizona. Kyler Murray just has nobody to throw the ball to. And I think Atlanta finally gets off that snide. They have been really, really bad this year. But Arizona is 3-15 against the number when the total is between 42-49, which doesn't sound that important on the surface, but it is, because those are numbers where you need to put up a lot of points to get there. Arizona typically doesn't do that. The underdog covers more times than not when it's in that total range. This total is 50 on Sunday and probably coming down a little. So I'd actually lay the points to play Atlanta in that one.
Hey, Jack, make sense of the Titans for us, which have won won twice when they were underdogs, but lost the three games where they were favored to win.
Well, Heather, can you kick? I mean, you're a field goal kicker, because they need somebody to make some field goals. That's all that one was. I mean, that's the sense there, is they had a field goal kicker that was like a guy that gets the yips when he's putting from 2 feet. I mean, he could not make a field goal, or they win that game and cover that game. And so they're not as bad as people think, but in spots like that, but they need the right matchup. They don't need an offense that's going to go out and score a ton of points. They need to be able to get stops against teams that are susceptible to that. And so I would look for this week will be that type of game. They go, you know, to Denver, and actually the line jumps the fence here. Tennessee opens as a favorite. Now it's Denver. And Denver 6-2 straight up, 5-2-1 against the number over the last in this series. So I actually like a lean toward Denver, but Tennessee's a dangerous team, and this probably might be the last game. I would bet any of the bad games that you don't want to watch before I probably bet that one this week. So steer clear of it, but if you made me play it, just a slight lean toward Denver. I'd bet Washington-Miami before I'd bet that game.
I was about to make a joke about that one. Yeah,
there's a statement. But he can find even better ones for you if you go to his website. What's there if they check out fatjacksports.com?
Well, people should go there right now and just apply some common sense. Everybody gets the same plays. They're on a 12-4 run, and they're all posted and documented. So when you sign up, you get the picks text to your cell phone, emailed to you. Everybody's getting exactly the same pick, and then they're posted and documented for everybody to see. So you know you're only getting the best plays. Have not had a losing day in about 10 days in football. We're going to have a huge week. I've already sent out a bunch of selections, and tonight's games are going out along with some free baseball, and then also the weekend plays are already ready. So go to FatJackSports.com. Only $169 for everything through Monday, or less than $100 a week for any longer package, and it gets down as low as about $60 a week when you sign up through the Super Bowl. Also, basketball starts next Wednesday. Get those plays now. They're about $40 a week when you add them to your football packet. So FatJackSports.com. If you want to win betting on sports, go there, get signed up, and win today.
He joins us every Friday. You can hear him this evening as well after our high school football coverage. FatJackSports.com is website. Jack, good luck with everything this weekend. We appreciate it, and we'll talk to you next Friday.
All right, guys. Have a great week. See you soon.